Over the past 40 years, only one American woman has won the prestigious World Cup in skiing. That was Tamara McKinney, and that was back in 1983. Julia Mancuso was born the following year, and this week she's looking to become the second woman to claim that title. Mancuso won a gold medal in giant slalom in the 2006 Winter Olympics, but before this year, she had never won a World Cup race. She's on a roll now with a better season than any U.S. woman since McKinney. The final round of the World Cup starts on Wednesday, and Mancuso is currently in third place with four more events to go. She talked to us from Lenzerheide, Switzerland, and to her good fortune, her upcoming race is on one of her favorite courses.
We came here 2 years ago for the same thing, World Cup finals. I obviously wasn't in the same position, but, you know, this year I think it's a really technical hill. It's something that suits me, and I'm excited to race and, you know, four more opportunities.
This has been Europe's warmest winter in many, many years. Has it been tough to train for the World Cup this year? You know, there's not much snow in the Alps for much of the winter.
Yeah, it's actually pretty incredible. I mean, I could have never imagined it to be this bad, and it's right when you think that the snow's coming, it's warm again, and the hills are green, and, I mean, last week we went to a place in Italy to train, and we had one really good day, but then it rained all night, and so we missed another day of training, and I personally don't have too many days on the road to train because I'm racing all four events, and it's constantly going from venue to venue, but in the chances that I would have had a chance to train, it's been, you know, a little bit disappointing.
Your success this year, many say, is all the more impressive because of the surgery that you had last April. When you go through an injury like yours, a hip injury, and then surgery following that, do you learn how to listen to your body?
Yeah, I think in the process of being injured and deciding to get surgery, I learned a lot about my body and a lot about being rested and the amount of time I really needed to spend on certain things and sort of prioritizing my training. I mean, I was on crutches for a month of non-weight bearing, so that definitely taught me patience and just sort of in general, just rest and everything. You know, there's so much time, and just to do it right is way better than messing stuff up.
You're skiing very well this year. Are you skiing through pain?
At the beginning of the season, I was still a little bit sore from surgery, but afterwards it's mostly recovering, and it just seems like the skiing puts a little more wear and tear on my body, but I'm getting better, and right now I'm almost 90% healed, so I'm looking forward to the summer because I think it'll be 100% by the end.
Now, a few years ago, one of your coaches gave you a tiara, which you would wear sometimes on top of your helmet. Where is that now? Are you still skiing with that?
I have the tiara, but I don't wear it anymore skiing because I'm really focused more on wearing a helmet. I mean, I've grown up and matured. I used to think helmets were totally uncool, but now I think that every skier should wear a helmet. And I'm focused on making a design for my helmet because I want to make a tiara, and we're also actually coming out with a signature model where you can glue your own rhinestones on. So you can still be a princess on the slope.
So you're going to bring a little bling to your helmet.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Well, Julia, thanks so much for talking to us. All the best to you. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
That was Julia Mancuso. She spoke to us from Lenzerheide, Switzerland.